Jesus said to his disciples, "The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure buried in a field, which a person finds and hides again, and out of joy goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant searching for fine pearls. When he finds a pearl of great price, he goes and sells all that he has and buys it." When we speak of treasure, we usually refer to something that is very dear to our hearts, something which makes us joyful and for which we would give much consideration. The two persons in Jesus' parable today discovered something that touched the core of their being. One finds a treasure, hides it again, and runs off in joy to sell all that he possessed so as to buy the field. The other discovered a pearl of great price, equally goes and sells all he had to buy it. Both men in this parable disposed of all they had because they recognized in what they had found something of greater value. I am particularly struck by the account of the first person, who first of all hid the treasure before running off to sell all he possessed. His account brings out even more clearly what value he attached to what he had found, because he did not seem to want to run the risk of losing it to someone else. And Jesus compares the kingdom of heaven to this treasure and pearl of great price. Now, what challenge does this hold for us who have been invited into the kingdom? Oftentimes, we do have great desire to love God. We indeed want to respond to the invitation to come into the kingdom. We do our best on a daily basis to keep the consciousness of this invitation, and we try to apply ourselves to the dictates of our faith. However, the challenge which presents itself is the inability to actually identify what our treasure is, what it is that hits the core of our being, that for which we would be prepared to lay down everything else. We are often preoccupied with too many treasures: the treasure of wealth, of power, of fame, of sex, of self-importance, and the likes. Inasmuch as so many things may be necessary for our temporal life, only one thing is important, and that is to seek the kingdom of God and its righteousness. Seeking the kingdom of God and its righteousness will demand selling off all other treasures which we possess, but which are at variance with the values of the kingdom of heaven. Doing this will not come easy, but we must not only desire it, we must keep working at achieving it, because it is the only way we can hope to possess the treasure which the kingdom is in itself. Jesus puts it right when he said, "Where your treasure is, there will your heart be also." If we make the kingdom of heaven our treasure, we'll be consumed with so much passion for it that, like the first man in the parable, we will guard it jealously, that it may not be snatched away from us. Our passion for the kingdom will set our hearts on getting there, no matter how challenging the journey may be.